Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
It is that time of the week again where Kevin and I will sit down and tell you all about our favorite things. Kevin, I'm still in Pennsylvania. I haven't seen you in person in a long time.
My goodness. And now I think you're wrapping things up because yes. You are in tech right now. Or you have. You just told me that your actors have a 10 a.m. preview.
Yes, they have. So the way today works is they have a 10 a.m. called company preview. That means anybody yep. who's working on other shows here, they get to come and watch. Then we have a lunch working. We have a little lunch break, and then I have a work session. And then tonight they have what's called senior preview, which is they bus in all the senior homes from all across the area, and they get to see the show tonight. I think for free. I think they get to see it for free.
And the show is
I Love You, You're Perfect. Now change.
Yeah.
Now get on with your life. So I'm on a quick little break. I don't even think they know I've snuck away. So hopefully, the show's in really good shape. They don't even need me anymore.
Oh, yeah. I love the pictures. It looks fantastic.
Doesn't it look cute?
A lot of fun. Yeah.
We have, and I have to tell you, Kevin, you know how I like impressions, right?
I've heard.
Well, okay. I almost want to get them on the air because they're kind of amazing. One of my actors does the best James Taylor you've ever heard in your life. And the other one does an amazing Norbert Leo Butz. Like, it literally sounds just like Norbert Leo Butz. So I just wanted to pass that on.
Like, just all of them?
Well, he can do all of Norbert's songs, but then it's kind of like you throw a song at him and he does it as Norbert.
Oh, that's really fun. That's kind of like your Goulet.
It's kind of like a Goulet. It's a niche thing.
I like it.
Because there's a lot to talk about, and because I'm sorry, because of me, we have limited time. Maybe we'll push some of our big news items till next week. Because I'm sure we want to talk about like
the best ten performances of musicals going on in schools and high school.
I have that list in front of me too. Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay,
it's really interesting.
So how about you read the musicals and I'll read the plays?
Yeah, interestingly enough, mm-hmm. No musical is everything. Nothing is newer than 7 or 8 years ago. Like, for instance, Addams Family, I think, is the newest show on this list, which is, I think, very interesting. Here's the list. Number one.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry, Kev. I apologize. And so I'm so sorry because I think I was talking over you. This is the 10 most produced high school plays and musicals of the 2017-2018 season. I'm sorry.
That's correct.
I talked over you when you said that.
No, it's good. And I already ruined it, but I'm going to start backwards anyway. Number 10, Annie. Still giving it. Number 9, The Wizard of Oz. I was the Yellow Brick Road once in The Wizard of Oz. I'm just going to leave it there. 8, Little Shop of Horrors. Oh, nice. 7, Seussical. 6, Shrek. 5, Cinderella. 4, Into the Woods. 3, The Little Mermaid. 2, The Addams Family, and 1, Beauty and the Beast. Alan Menken has 1, 2, 3 shows on there. That's wild.
That's incredible.
What are the plays?
The plays are Going Backwards. One play, the last play I've never heard of, 10 is called Radium Girls.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that is, but guess what I'm going to be picking up a copy of. Number 9 is A Christmas Carol. Number 8, one of my favorites that I'm dying to direct, no pun intended, Arsenic and Old Lace. 7 is The Crucible. Number 6 is 12 Angry Jurors. Not 12 Angry Men, 12 Angry Jurors, because they've changed the genders on that, which is awesome. Number 5 is Our Town. Number 4 is Alice in Wonderland. Number 3, Peter and the Star Catcher. Number 2, Midsummer Night's Dream. And number 1, Almost Maine, the John Cariani play that has never left us. And good for John Cariani.
Man,
the richest actor on Broadway.
I mean, that is just incredible that Almost Maine is still produced that much. Also, interesting that Peter and the Starcatcher is a play. I know, but it's a musical, isn't it?
You know what? I've never seen it.
I don't
know. So I'm sorry, guys. We're not going to be very helpful to you today. And then there's a bunch of stuff that I think we'll just talk about next week when we have more time. I was going to say
the
Head Over Heels review from the New York Times.
I saw it yesterday. So I just have to give a shout out. I had such a great time. It was so entertaining. It was really, really it is a beautiful turning point in what we're going to see on stage, I think, in the future of American musical theater. What's the new normal, I think. I hope.
I loved it, and I think, Kevin, you and I are in the minority because nobody else seemed to like this show.
Well, according to the reviews. Very fun and a really, really good time. And Bonnie Mulligan, hi. Hi.
Star. Bonnie Mulligan, you are a star. Yes. You are a star. You are a star.
Everyone else is fantastic. Hi, Bonnie.
Hey. Bonnie, you're a genius. But anyway, hey, listen, guys, if you're in town and you want to see a good show, don't listen to the critics. Go see Head Over Heels, which is really an absolutely wonderful evening in the theater. It is so incredible. It is so remarkable. I had a really good time. It puts a smile on your face from start to finish. Yep. So what the hell's everyone else's problem? And we haven't talked about the Alicia Umfriss, Smokey Joe's, hey, you don't look good in your costume. But we'll talk about all that stuff, I think, next week, because unfortunately, I think I have to go upstairs and actually do my job.
You've got a preview to do. All right, let's jump into my favorite thing.
Okay, actually, Head Over Heels sort of dovetails into my favorite thing, if I may.
We are very lucky,
and we get a lot of press tickets to go see a lot of the shows that are running on Broadway and off Broadway, and we are so grateful to all the press agents that allow us to do that. But unfortunately, we could not get press tickets to Head Over Heels, and I really wanted to see it, so I was like, how am I going to get to see this and not spend a lot of money? Well, I went to my favorite thing for this week, which has been my favorite thing for quite some time. And that is a fantastic website called TDF.org.
That's what I used to get to go see Head Over Heels as well.
Okay, so I don't know if you had the same experience I did. TDF, its subtitle is called Bringing the Power of the Performing Arts to Everyone, and boy, oh boy, do they mean that. When I wanted to see Head Over Heels, I went to the website, I got a ticket. My ticket, I think, was $50. I was in the Orchestra Center. $50 Orchestra Center.
Yes, they always get good seats, much better than Today Ticks, much better than the other places.
Yes,
so I think they fill those orders first because it's a non-for-profit and it's, you know, for a good cause. I'm convinced.
I hope
they always have amazing seats.
So I just wanted to give a shout out to the Theater Development Fund because it's like you said, it's a nonprofit corporation that's been trying to assist the theater industry in New York since about 1968. And over the years, it's grown into the nation's largest performing arts nonprofit. It has helped Broadway, off Broadway, off Broadway. And it's not just Broadway, guys. It's music, it's dance, it's solo shows, it's all these different pieces all throughout the boroughs of New York City. They've accomplished so many things, but I just wanted to mention a couple of the things that they've instituted. First of all, that TKTS ticket booth in Times Square, that's them. It was their job to help bring discounted tickets to the masses. And you have to remember, they were really doing this at a time when New York City was going bankrupt. New York City had high crime. People weren't going to the theater anymore. Theater sat empty for years and years and years at a time, collecting cobwebs and dust. And they were doing everything possible to get people to come back and see their to come back to the theater, which I think is really, really amazing. Of course, they also have other programs that help people, like the TDF Accessibility Program, which helps people that are disabled or have sensory issues. They have countless education programs. They have a beautiful costume collection in which theaters can rent costumes for a very, very low price if a theater is not able to afford to do it. And a bunch of other things that they do. I'm sorry, it sounds like I'm vomiting of like all these words at you, but they're incredible.
They have the
Autism Theater Initiative, which helps autistic audiences enjoy the magic of live theater. Access for young audiences who either can't afford to get in or might not have the opportunity to see a lot of shows, they give them ability to do so. Open captioning performances they sponsor, sign language performances. They have programs for teens. They have programs for teens that want to meet certain artists. The membership is not very expensive at all. I think I pay maybe like what, $70 a year at most? I could be totally wrong on that.
I think it's 50.
It might even be less.
It's so worth it that when you buy two tickets, you've already paid for it. It's paid for itself, and it's a tax donation. It's a write off.
Yeah,
it's such a good cause, and I've been doing it for years.
I'm sorry, I'm so wrong. I apologize, Kevin. It's $35 annually.
That's right. It's 35. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. $35 annually. So please forgive me. Anyway, please go over to TDF. Support what they do. Like I said, I've been using them for years and years and years. Like, you have to get cheap tickets to things. The seats are always wonderful, but the idea of just wanting to get more young people in the theater and people who might not have an opportunity to go to theater and enjoy theater, like a lot of people who do it consistently like we do. It's a really special organization. So once again, please go over to tdf.org, become a member. It's going to benefit you and it's going to benefit countless people who love the theater as much as you do. So that's my favorite thing for this week is tdf.org.
That's a really good one. It really is, Rob. And because we use it so often, the big, you know, hot running shows usually are not on TDF. But, you know, Hello Dolly was on there when Bernadette was in it. And, you know, with Donna, you can get tickets. There's Head Over Heels is on it. There's always tons of Broadway shows on there that are current running shows. It's a great place to see shows.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I've seen the symphony on there. I got tickets to go to, you know, to see the New York Philharmonic, I remember, a couple years ago. I was in the orchestra of that.
Off-Broadway, you know, ballet, concert, yep. Like you're saying, Kevin, absolutely. And it's all on there. Right now, I'm on there. And here's what they're offering today, just for Broadway alone. Carousel, Getting the Band Back Together, Donna Murphy and Dolly, Phantom, Plays That Goes Wrong, SpongeBob, Summer. There's a whole bunch of stuff on here. They have, as of now, they're offering 245 ticket opportunities for Broadway, off-Broadway concerts, cabarets, and regional theater. That's 245 really cheap tickets or shows that you can see that are waiting for you, people. Take them, take them, take them.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Right.
TDF.org. Kevin, what's yours?
Well, I'm going to take us to the off-Broadway world, to a production and a cast recording. I feel like we say this every week, where I have all these ideas to do for my favorite thing. And then, of course, I have to search on our podcast in the podcast app to see if we've actually talked about it. And I had three misses because it'd been 2 years ago, but we'd already talked about Violet, Spitfire Grill, Floyd Collins. This is another show that had an indelible impression on me, and it still does to this day. This writer, I think, is one of the most underrated writers that has produced more output than most writers do and does not get the recognition I think that he deserves. I think his songs are the best theater songs for students to learn how to act and use the music and the lyric. I think that he writes songs, shows that are deeper than the music is more complex than any of his, other people that are around of his age. He writes the book, music, and lyrics, kind of like Meredith Willson did, except that most of his shows are sung through. This was his first sort of commercial production that was done off Broadway. He had had some stuff done at Playwrights Horizons in the earlier 90s, but this happened in the late 1993, December 30th, 1993. It was done at Lincoln Center, had a cast of 10 scenes, 10 different decades that the songs were written, interestingly enough, which I'll go into more later.
Is this a writer or a show?
This is a writer's show. So I'm talking about the writer, but I'm trying to get to the show. So the writer he's never had a big Broadway hit ever, but he has at least 8 to 10 shows that he's written that I've seen most of. Bernarda Alba being one of them, not it. Bernarda Alba's not it. It's not the show I'm going to talk about. But who is it?
It's Michael John Lacusa.
That's right.
And the show is Hello Again.
Hello Again. Exactly.
Are you going to sing Tom for me?
Oh, my God. Rob, I love that song so much. I used to play it all the time in college. Yes, this is Hello Again. This is Michael John Lacusa's first. He did stuff at Playwrights Horizons, and then he went to Lincoln Center in 1993 and did this off-Broadway production of Hello Again, which is based on a play from, 1897. Laurent. Yeah, Arthur Schnitzler's play. Yeah, what a name.
Sounds like he sells hot dogs.
Get your hot dogs here.
Get your hot dogs and your plays about love. Hot dogs and plays about love.
having sex and orgasms in every scene. We promise you that in a wiener. Okay, so wow. So this is a play. It actually, he based it very closely on the original Schnitzler play. There are 10 scenes about romantic encounters, affairs, sex, whether it being a success or a failure. Just go with me on this for those of you who don't know how this works. In the first scene, let's say, it's the whore and the soldier. And it takes place and so the concept that Michael John had was that each of the 10 scenes would be in a set in a different decade so that you would have a different musical influence depending on which decade it was. So the first episode is in the 1900s, the early aughts. So that's where he set that, the whore and the soldier. And then that soldier goes on to the next scene and meets another character, the nurse. Now we're in 1940s. So then in that scene, it moves on. The nurse moves on to the next scene, and she meets the college boy. Then the college boy moves on to the next scene. So it's got this little sort of like ring around the rosy type thing. So that the final scene, you have a senator with the whore again, the one who started the whole play. So it's 10 scenes total. The only difference that he made was instead of having the young thing be a girl, he made the young thing be a boy with the older gentleman, which I think is really smart. It is all 10 different kinds of sexual and romantic relationships, whether it be the domineering nurse with the young student or the college boy with the young wife who's having an affair and her husband. It's all different kinds of, you know, relations that you would get. I think that the music, I just want to talk about Michael John's music for a second. There was a 1994 cast recording. Graziella Danielle was the director of this. She's often a collaborator with Michael John. I think her work is just absolutely brilliant, and I want to get her on the pod. His music, I think, is way ahead of its time, or it was, at least in the 90s and the early aughts. I don't think people really knew what to do with this sound because he writes melodic lines that sometimes have, you know, you'll hold a note or a word and you'll move notes on that word, like I'm having so much fun, something like that. That's not exactly at all what he would write, but I'm giving an example of how he uses music to reflect an emotion in a way that not a lot of writers had ever experimented with before. And I think that his sound has influenced a lot of other Broadway sounds that we get today, including Pasek and Paul, and the use of dissonance and the use of rhythm in his music. I remember watching the Tony Awards when he did Marie Christine, and it was the PBS special back then. They had the PBS thing. It was like 2000. And he talked about how he writes music and he writes music rhythmically first. And I think that really shows in his sound, like Tom, dum, 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 dum. You know, it's got it automatic. You feel the rhythm and you're like, ooh, there's something nefarious going on here. Oh, it's an affair, you know. Listen to this cast, though, from 1993-94. Carole Carmello, Donna Murphy, Michael Park, Michelle Park, Judy Blazer, Malcolm Getz, John Cameron Mitchell, John Dossett, David White, Dennis Parlato. All work actors that we still, 20 years later, we're still these people are still working. These people are still, I mean, he got them young or right when they were getting big. And I think that's really cool. It's a great cast recording. The cast recording you cannot go wrong with. There are such amazing songs. And you will hear the decades of each scene and how his voice, while he themes together different musical motifs throughout it, he uses them in a different decade. So you hear it. There's the 80s version. There's the more disco 70s version. It's completely fascinating. And the music, I never get sick of listening to the score because it's so complex. It's almost like he's almost operatic in the way he writes, in that the music is telling the story in a passionate way, much like opera music does. And yet, it's rooted in the word and the lyric and the action, the dramatic action of what's going on in each individual moment and scene, which is why I think these songs make such great, you know, songs for students to work on and to sing, because there's just so much to dig into and to interpret with them. So my favorite thing is Hello Again. Oh, also there's a movie that you can watch on Amazon. Amazon Prime, if you have that, they made a movie. They filmed it like 3 years ago, but they only just released it recently in the last year. And I've watched some of it. I've not watched all of it, but it is a really cool – Audra McDonald's in it. So many great people are in it. It's a really great to see, though, this off-Broadway show realized in a movie. It's a really fun watch. So, I would listen to the cast recording and just get your ear around this incredible music that he's made.
That's wonderful. What a good. We need to get him on the podcast.
I think so. I mean, I just cannot believe how much he's written and his output, and he continues to write, and he doesn't write big commercial stuff. He writes off-Broadway stuff or off-Broadway stuff, Queen of the Mist, See What I Want to See. I mean, he keeps writing on wild, wacky stuff. I mean, stories and stuff that not everyone would think to musicalize, and yet he does, and I think he does such a great job of it. So.
Yeah. Well, let's get him and let's get Graziella Danielle on here. We'll move on that, guys. All right. So once again, join TDF and then go see
Hello Again.
Movie listen to it.
Spotify. It's on Spotify, I think, and on Apple Music too. So go check that out.
Amazing. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Hope you have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.